Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump says moves by the House of Representatives to impeach him this week are causing great anger. Trump spoke to reporters last hour as he departed for a day trip to Texas. He was asked about his responsibility in last week's insurrection against the Capitol. Trump says that his speech inciting the rioters, quote, was totally appropriate. Trump's visit to Texas is intended to highlight progress on border wall construction. NPR's Franco Ordonez has more.
With just over a week in office and under increasing pressure to resign after inciting the violent pro-Trump mob that stormed the Capitol Wednesday, Trump is heading to more friendly territory as he looks to rehabilitate his image. Republican strategist Alex Conan says most presidents try to burnish their legacy, highlighting perceived successes in their final days.
Trump's problem, amongst many, is that this trip will be completely overshadowed by the fallout from last week.
And his political fallout has been great. The latest Quinnipiac University survey finds Trump's job approval has dropped to 33%. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The state of Arizona has converted the NFL Cardinal Stadium outside Phoenix into a vaccination site. It's open 24 hours a day. From member station KJZZ, Catherine Davis Young has more.
Arizona currently has one of the highest rates of coronavirus infection in the nation, and the state ranks below most others in terms of the number of shots administered per capita. The state wants to accelerate its vaccination efforts by opening up eligibility to teachers, law enforcement, and anyone over 75. Arizona's top health official, Dr. Kara Crist, hopes the launch of a massive 24-hour vaccine site at State Farm Stadium will aid in the process.
So far, over 10,000 people have successfully registered, and they've registered throughout the end of the month. So it's been a very good response.
She says the site will eventually have the capacity to vaccinate 6,000 people per day. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Davis Young in Phoenix.
Indonesia says Navy divers have recovered a flight data recorder from a passenger jet that crashed into the Java Sea last Saturday. The BBC's Jonathan Head reports the plane fell into the ocean after taking off from Jakarta.
2 days after they first detected signals underwater, Indonesian divers were able to retrieve the Boeing 737's flight data recorder, one of the two so-called black box recorders carried on most passenger aircraft. This will indicate what was happening to the controls and engines in the last minute of flight when the airliner suddenly veered off its assigned route and then plunged almost vertically into the sea.
The BBC's Jonathan Head reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 30 points. This is NPR News. Casino magnate Sheldon Adelson has died. The prolific donor to conservative political candidates and causes was a major backer of President Trump. Adelson died Monday night at the age of 87 from complications related to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's according to his wife and his company. Two gorillas at the San Diego Zoo have tested positive for the coronavirus. NPR's Nathan Rott reports it's not the first time the virus has jumped to another species.
The coronavirus that's caused the pandemic is believed to have come from a bat, and scientists have already documented it jumping to other species. A small number of cats and dogs have tested positive for the virus, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So, too, have a few large cats, including a tiger and a snow leopard in captivity. It's also infected a number of mink farms around the world, including here in the U.S. In a press release, the San Diego Zoo says they tested two gorillas for the virus after they started showing symptoms. It's believed an asymptomatic worker at the zoo may have transmitted it to them. Both are being treated, and the zoo remains closed to the public. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
More than 1.9 million people have died worldwide of COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. The King of Malaysia has approved a state of emergency to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. His decision suspends the Malaysian parliament. It also cancels elections. Malaysia's prime minister will hold all political power. Critics of this move say this will not stop the outbreak of the disease. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.